I'm Kristen, and I'm with Liza and Megan, and we're part of the Empowered Caregiver Show, and we're here today listening to Megan explain to us some of the great services that the Veterans Hospital is doing for caregivers. So, Megan, we were just talking about the two big programs, and one of the primary differences is that caregivers caregivers for people that have more of a intense need and an ongoing need can be part of a paid program. Mm-hmm. But then there are also people who might not have that high level of need that can get all kinds of resources, as especially their caregivers can.
Right, right.
The one topic we didn't discuss is respite.
Yeah. So the VA does offer respite to veterans who require either personal care assistance or can't be left alone. And we authorize 30 days of respite up 6 hours a day, and we work with community agencies, send them authorizations, and then we encourage the caregivers, when they need a day off, to give them a call and give them as much notice as possible to make sure the caregivers can be arranged. And we also can provide that in a contract nursing home. So if they have to be gone for days at a time, they can actually go to a facility using respite.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And the best way to learn more about that is to reach out. There's some paperwork, because the VA always has paperwork. But I'm happy to discuss that further with anybody that has questions.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds like a wonderful resource. And then you said that the respite is contracted out, so the VA does not have respite.
The
providers.
VA does not provide the caregivers directly. Yep. We work with the community agencies, just like most folks are familiar with in the Madison area. And then, of course, we have a large catchment area, so we have agencies all over the place that we have agreements with.
Wonderful. I am wondering, how is being a caregiver for a veteran unique?
It's extremely unique because you're dealing with the military and their experience with boot camp, all the way to those that have served overseas, that have seen possibly extremely horrific things, have had to do horrific things, and came back with what's called post-traumatic stress disorder. So, and one thing that I've found, especially with our Marines, the saying is once a Marine, always a Marine. They follow the basic, like, it's, you know, Semper Fi, and it's mm-hmm. just, it's like a brotherhood, and it's, sure. it's, and typically veterans who require care are very stoic, don't want the help, or lean on their spouse as the only person that they will let help them, which is something that I've seen in my work.
Sure. And so it must get kind of challenging to then figure out how to respect them and let them be that character and have that integrity, yet also looking at their spouse, you know, who's getting drained as
exactly.
the caregiver
exactly.
and trying to figure out how to support them without mm-hmm. stepping on the veteran's toes.
Yep. Yep. And that's a line we have to, you know, balance a lot, especially when the veteran's like, oh, my wife is fine, she doesn't need any support. And then you get a chance to talk to the wife and she's like, oh my goodness, I just need someone to talk to. And yeah
sure. mm-hmm.
I bet you see that a lot mm-hmm. through caregiving in general, you know, some of that resistance, but mm-hmm. I definitely could see you would see it more so dealing with military.
Exactly. Right. they're very private, and they don't want to admit that there's an issue either, that they need the help.
Sure.
Sure. Do you have any, this is a little off topic, but do you have any supports for them? Or what do you do in those situations where there's that disconnect?
We do our best to still provide that support, because in the end, if it's going to benefit the veteran that their caregiver is getting support, our biggest goal is to make sure our veterans are taken care of. And that means providing that huge support to the caregivers.
Right.
Because
right.
if something happens to the caregivers, they're no good to the veteran. And
sure.
I mean, and that's in any caregiver role.
Like, yeah. The whole putting your oxygen mask
on before,
first.
Yes, yeah. before you help anybody else. Exactly.
Yeah.
Excellent. What other messages do you have for caregivers of veterans? So in this month, we're really trying in April to kind of use our shows to talk about different types of caregivers. Mm-hmm. And so I think you've done a great job kind of expressing how it's unique to be a caregiver to a veteran. But do you have any specific things that, you know, you wish that you could say to all caregivers and they were just set up with that information?
Well, for me, it's you are not alone. And I tell that to every single one of my caregivers. You are not alone. Caregiving is very isolating, and with COVID, it's just made it 1,000 times worse. And I just wish I had all the staff and all the time and more than 24 hours in a day so that I could make sure that each and every one of our caregivers is getting what they need. It's not realistic. It's never going to happen. But just even being asked to come on the show to let other people know that we are here, like the VA is here and we want to help you.
Yeah, I did not know about the VA program before this. Actually, I learned first about it through the RAISE Act that was part of Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill.
Okay.
And they're trying to really put some effort into the caregiver crisis. Mm-hmm. And it was mentioned in that report modeling the VA and the wonderful work that the VA does. So then, of course, that made me go down the Google rabbit hole
of the
VA. Yep. And it was like, wow, why can't this be for all caregivers?
Oh, I so wish. I always say in a perfect world, everyone would get paid and everyone would be eligible for all the programs. And that's why they don't let me run the world.
Yeah.
So
I know the feeling. Right? We'd have everything all figured out. And then what would anybody do?
Exactly.
But I really like that idea that you just shared about how you're not in it alone. And I guess I'm also curious about when you're giving caregivers advice or support, is there one distinct thing that kind of sticks out to you besides helping them recognize that they're not in this alone, but like a specific piece of advice that really
What I like to tell people is when other people ask if we can do anything for you, they mean it. They're sincere. And I really encourage caregivers to be specific. Like, I need someone to sit with Joe for 2 hours on Saturday so I can get my hair done. Mm-hmm. I just am like, you need to be very specific because people want to help. They just don't know how.
That is great.
But I know I also say, I know it's so hard to ask for help.
Right.
So it is,
but I love that idea of being very specific because that's true. You think about all the people that, you know and care about you, and they really do want to help, but they don't know how.
Yep.
So that is excellent advice. Is there anything coming up with the VA that you want to use this microphone to promote?
Yes. Yes, many things. The big thing is what I already mentioned, just letting folks know that our paid program is expanding to all eras of veterans as of October 1st of 2022. So if anyone has any questions or think they might be eligible, we want to know you and we want to get you connected when that time comes. We are also having a caregiver resource fair in April, April 25th through the 29th. It's a Monday through Friday from 2 to 3:30. It's virtual because of COVID. So if anyone needs to know information about it, what topics are being discussed, I'm happy to connect with you and let you know that.
Well, we'll be sure to keep promoting it on here. Is it only something that caregivers in the veteran program can attend?
I would invite anyone and everyone.
That's excellent. Then we'll make sure that we recap it. You've been listening to The Empowered Caregiver with Kristen and Liza and our fabulous guest, Megan, from the Veterans Association. We'll be back in just a moment to continue our conversation.
Batteries. Yay.
Oh, okay. I got to put
I feel like I'm tripping over my words. I'm like, Veterans Association, Administration, Caregiver, government agencies, too many like names and words and acronyms. Oh, yeah. I'm like, bleh, bleh.
We love that.
Really smooth outro. That was great.
So nice long segment up next. It's 14 minutes. So yeah, this is generally, you know, the bottom of the hour. It's a good moment to just take a moment, gather your dreadles or whatever, and yeah.
Well, these other times have gone by so fast.
I know. Like, no, it flies.
They do. It's amazing. Yeah, and you're doing a great job, Megan. You're very calm and you're very like detailed, but not too detailed. It's really easy to listen to.
What?
And then I realized.